Chapter 9. Finland the Satyr kept his joy to himself.
I love it when she makes mistakes.
He tossed a small rough sack over his shoulder and belted his scabbard around his waist. He carried 2 daggers only and kept his pipes tied close to his neck. The rest of the camp bustled with activity, and the march to seize another city began. 100 motivated soldiers of Barnabas in heavy gear and arms moved through the hills like an invincible python. The Drakus could be seen positioning themselves in the fore and middle of the ranks. Their eyes were alert, and their commands not subtle.
"Perhaps you should tell them,"
Finland suggested to his sister. She clenched her fist in his face.
"I said not a word of this."
The pair remained behind, quiet. Phelan toyed with her hair and chewed on her lip. She didn't like to make mistakes. In the case of their capturing Nath Dragon, neither one of them could be certain who that really was.
"Well, perhaps it was him. Maybe his hair was just different. I don't see how you could have suspected anything different."
He tried to sound reassuring.
"Whoever it was, it fooled everyone, even the Drakus. I'm proud of you, sister."
"Oh, shut it, you little horned toad."
She punched him in the arm.
"I don't need your reassurance. I just need you to keep your mouth closed and do as you're told. I'll deal with the High Priestess if the time comes, and you will not admit to knowing anything otherwise."
She patted the dagger on her chin.
"I'd hate to think my brother would turn on his sister."
"No, never."
"Good,"
she said, trotting away.
"Idiot."
Watching her go, Finland entertained 2 schools of thought. If the High Priestess discovered what they had hidden, they'd both be punished. He was certain it would be a fatal thing. Another thought occurred to him as well.
"If we are caught, no doubt my sister will turn on me."
He noted the Drakus heads towering among the ranks. The hulking dragon-like humanoid should have known if they'd captured someone other than Nath Dragon.
"Wouldn't they have said something?"
Maybe they had kept quiet about it, wanting Phelan to fail. No one really liked her that much, particularly the Drakus. After all, she controlled them. A stubby, goat-legged woman ordering such renowned monsters around couldn't sit too well. Finland caught up with the ranks and walked alongside. The faces of the races were far from pleasant. Hard, grim, mean, and not a smile among them. Metal rattled on their shoulders and hips. A sizable force to take over a small town or city.
"When we take over, I wonder what happens after that. What kind of reward is in it for the likes of us?"
He thought of his home at the crater. He longed to be back there.
"If only I could slip away without notice. The smell of this army is becoming alarming."
He trotted toward the front and caught up with his sister.
"Shall I scout ahead?"
he asked. She frowned at him and said,
"Be back by dusk, and not a crack of light later."
"They move,"
a dwarf said, reporting back to Pilpin. It was Hornbucket. He had a rusty beard and half an arm left on one side.
"Southeast and winding toward the villages. A strong force, and those oversized lizards are with them."
He adjusted his wooden helmet with the elk horn sticking from it.
"Shall I head back out?"
"Come with me."
They'd been keeping a close eye on the satyrs and the small army probing for opportunities and weaknesses. So far, nothing had presented itself, but it was only a matter of time. The dwarfs had a saying, "If it's not dwarfen, then it has a weakness." A motley army of the wicked races couldn't be cohesive, especially under the lead of a woman satyr. But they were strong, merciless. They'd pummeled town after town with iron gauntlets. Back at their camp, Devlak accepted the news and gathered all his men.
"Smaller bands of dwarfs have taken greater numbers,"
he said, thumbing the blade of his axe.
"But it's those Drakus I'm concerned about. At the moment, we are outmatched by them. Their skin is thick as steel."
He huffed.
"It's the satyrs we want to extract. But once we do, we'll have the entire army after us."
"Better they come after us than the next village,"
Pilpin said.
"A good thing, I..."
Hornbucket added.
"I agree,"
Devlak said.
"And we ride, and they don't."
"Perhaps they won't miss the satyrs if we take them,"
Pilpin suggested.
"And the one seems to control those Drakus. Perhaps if we finish her, we can finish them. Or scatter them, maybe."
"How far to the next settlement?"
Devlak asked.
"At their rate,"
Hornbucket said,
"I'd say 4 days. 6 if they move toward a greater city. And they're more capable of taking one. They're slow, but they're in no hurry either. Death is never in a rush,"
Devlak said.
"And what of that dragon?"
Pilpin said. They'd witnessed Gorli being snatched away by a great dragon. It was part of the reason they needed to follow the satyrs, in order to find out what had become of him.
"What if it comes back?"
"We'd just better get this done before it does come back,"
Devlak said.
"Or there might be a toasty grave for all of us."